Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Masechus Ksubas, Daf Nun Zayin, the fifth parak of Alp. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Noisim Basuah Shnemasar Chodesh Mishnah Baal Lefarnes Atzma. A Basuah is given 12 months from when her husband told her to prepare for the wedding in order to prepare herself. And just as a woman is given 12 months, so to the man is given 12 months to provide for himself. The Gemara asks what the source is for giving the call of 12 months and answers that the pasuk in the parsha of Rivka going back with Eliezer states, Yomra Achiyo Ve'ima Teshav Anari Itani Yamim O'asor. Her brother and mother said, let the Na'ar remain with us, Yamim or 10. What is Yamim? It cannot mean 2 days, for people do not suggest that one remains 10 days if they already refused a 2-day request. Rather, Yamim means Shana, a year, as it's written in the pasuk, Yamim Tiyegu Aso, a year shall be its redemption. The pasuk above means that Lavan and his mother were requesting that she stay a year or at least 10 months. Pointing to Rabbi Zera said, a brisa ta katana ben hi ben avia yochon la'akiv. In the case of a katana, both she and her father may delay the wedding, which Rashi explains to mean that they may do so until she becomes an adult. The Gemara says, well, it's understandable that she may delay the wedding, as the Mefarshim explained, because as a katana, she's not ready for marital relations or to take care of a household. But why is a father allowed to delay it? If it's acceptable to her, what difference does it make to the father? The Gemara answers, Sava Hashtal Yada. He reasons that now she doesn't know the difficulties of marriage, and tomorrow she'll rebel against her husband and leave him, and she'll come back home and follow me. Rashi explains that he'll have to support her until she becomes an adult, and then have to provide her with another set of jewelry. And point number 3, the Mishnah stated, Higiyas Man V'Onisu Ochos Mishalel V'Ochos Betruma. If the appointed time arrived and they were not married, they eat of the husband's food, and if the husband is a Kohen, they may eat Truma. Ula said, Dvar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochos Betruma. According to the Torah, a Yisrael's daughter who is an Arusa to a Kohen has the right to eat Truma. For it stated, V'Kohen Ki Yikni Nefesh Kinyin Kaspo Hu Yochobo. And if a Kohen shall acquire a person, an acquisition of his money, he shall eat of it, referring to Truma, and a woman who is Mekudeshes is considered a Kinyin Kaspo and an acquisition of money. What's the reason that the Chachamim said she may not eat Truma? They were concerned, Shema Yimzugu La'Kos B'Beis Aviyah V'Tashka La'Chiyah V'La'Chosov. Perhaps he will pour a cup of Truma wine for her in her father's house, and she'll give her brother and sister who are not going to drink from it. Rosh Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Mishum Simpon, it's because of the possibility of a nullification which will retroactively invalidate the Kedushin. Rashi explains that he might find a blemish in her which indicates that the Kedushin was carried out with a mistaken assumption, a Mekach Taos, and she'll have eaten Truma unlawfully. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Noisim Basuah Shnemasar Chodesh Mishnah Abal Lefarnes Atzma. A Basuah is given 12 months from when her husband told her to prepare for the wedding in order to prepare herself. Ukeshem Shnosim Leisha Kach Nosim Leish Lefarnes Atzma. And just as the woman is given 12 months, so too the man is given 12 months to provide for himself. The Gemara asks what the source is for giving the call of 12 months and answers that the pasuk in the parsha of Rivka going back with Eliezer states, Yomra Achiyo Ve'ima Teshav Anari Itani Yamim O'asor. Her brother and mother said, let the Na'ar remain with us, Yamim or 10. What is Yamim? It cannot mean 2 days, for people do not suggest that one remains 10 days if they already refuse a 2-day request. Rather, Yamim means Shana, a year, as it's written in the pasuk, Yamim Tiyegu Aso, a year shall be its redemption. The pasuk above means that Lavan and his mother were requesting that she stay a year or at least 10 months. Pointing to Rabbi Zera said, a brisa ta katana ben hi ben avia yochon la'akiv. In the case of a katana, both she and her father may delay the wedding, which Rashi explains to mean that they may do so until she becomes an adult. The Gemara says, well, it's understandable that she may delay the wedding, as the Mefarshim explained, because as a katana, she's not ready for marital relations or to take care of a household. But why is a father allowed to delay it? If it's acceptable to her, what difference does it make to the father? The Gemara answers, Sava Hashtal Yada. He reasons that now she doesn't know the difficulties of marriage, and tomorrow she'll rebel against her husband and leave him, and she'll come back home and follow me. Rashi explains that he'll have to support her until she becomes an adult, and then have to provide her with another set of jewelry. And pointing number 3, the Mishnah stated, Higiyas Man V'Onisu Ochos Mishalel V'Ochos Betruma. If the appointed time arrived and they were not married, they eat of the husband's food, and if the husband is a Kohen, they may eat Truma. Ula said, Dvar Torah Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochos Betruma. According to the Torah, a Yisrael's daughter who is an Arusa to a Kohen has the right to eat Truma. For it stated, V'Kohen Ki Yikni Nefesh Kinyin Kaspo Hu Yochobo. And if a Kohen shall acquire a person, an acquisition of his money, he shall eat of it, referring to Truma, and a woman who is Mekudeshes is considered a Kinyin Kaspo and an acquisition of money. What's the reason that the Chachamim said she may not eat Truma? They were concerned, Shema Yimzugu Lakos Bebeis Aviya, Batashka Lachia Belalchosov. Perhaps he will pour a cup of Truma wine for her in her father's house, and she'll give her brother and sister, who are not going to drink from it. Rosh Mor Bar Yehuda said, Mishum Simpon, it's because of the possibility of a nullification which will retroactively invalidate the Kedushin. Rashi explains that he might find a blemish in her which indicates that the Kedushin was carried out with a mistaken assumption, a Mekach Taos, and she'll have eaten Truma unlawfully. All right, so now we go to a Simmer Daf Nun Zayin, and our standard Simmer relates to a nose, and we use Pinocchio to make the Simmer more distinct. So here goes. When the young Kala who was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin was told by her father that he was delaying the Chasna because he felt she wasn't ready, she got upset she would need to wait longer before she could eat Truma. Once again, slow motion. When the young Kala was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection, Pinocchio, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin, nose. When the young Kal who was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Basu is given 12 months from when her husband told her to prepare for the wedding in order to prepare herself. And just as the woman is given 12 months, so too the man is given 12 months to provide for himself. The Gemara says the source for giving a Kal 12 months to prepare comes from when Lavan and his mother were requesting from Eliezer that Rivka stay a year or at least 10 months. So when the young Kal who was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin was told by her father that he was delaying the chasna because he felt she wasn't ready, which reminds Rabbi Zera said, a braisa ta katana ben hi ben avia yochonu akev, in the case of a katana, both she and her father may delay the wedding, which Rashi explains to mean that they may do so until she becomes an adult. The Gemara explains that the father is also allowed to delay the chasna because he reasons that now she doesn't know the difficulties of marriage and tomorrow she'll rebel against her husband and leave him, and she'll come back home and fall on him. Rashi explains that he'll have to support her until she becomes an adult and then have to provide her with another set of jewelry. So when the young Kal who's buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin was told by her father that he was delaying the chasna because he felt she wasn't ready, she got upset she would need to wait longer before she could eat Truma, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, "Higi zman v'nisu, ochus mishalva, ochus mitruma." If the appointed time arrived and they were not married, they eat of the husband's food, and if the husband is a kohen, they may eat truma. Even though an arusa is allowed to eat truma midaraisa, the Chachamim said that she may not eat truma, but they were concerned that perhaps they'll pour a cup of truma wine for her in her father's house, and she'll give her brother and sister who are not kohanim to drink from it. Rosh Shmuel bar Yehuda said, "Mishum simpon." It's because of the possibility of a nullification, which will retroactively invalidate the Kedushin. Rashi explains that he might find a blemish in her, which indicates that the Kedushin was carried out with a mistaken assumption, and she'll have eaten Truma unlawfully. So once again, when the young Kal who was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin was told by her father that he was delaying the Chasna because he felt she wasn't ready, she got upset she would need to wait longer before she could eat Truma. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit. Nigerian prince outfit? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit from the funds he received from his mother's ksubas Benin Dechrin after she sold her ksuba to her husband, which reminds us, Rava asks, Mocher ksuba sal labal, what's the halacha? If a woman sells her ksuba to her husband, is it more like selling it to others or to waiving it for her husband? After Rava asked this, he answered his own question that it's like one who sells it to others, in which case she does not lose the ksubas benin dechrin. So the son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit from the funds he received from his mother's ksubas benin dechrin after she sold her ksuba to her husband did not bury his arusa. Which reminds us, Rav Hoshai explained the reason that one is not chayv to bury his arusa is, for I cannot apply to her when you marry another man, you may take what is written for you. Rashi explains that the Tanai ksuba only go into effect when she's able to marry someone else after being divorced or widowed from him. Until then, he's not obligated to her, and he does not, so to speak, inherit anything from her. Therefore, he's not chayv to bury her, which is a Tanai in return for inheriting her. So the son who bought an extravagant Nigerian prince outfit from the funds he received from his mother's ksubas benin dechrin after she sold her ksuba to her husband did not bury his arusa, whom had been supported from her father's estate because he didn't want to throw his money away until he decided to take her in Nisuin, which reminds us. Rav Chisda said it's more logical that an arusa receives support from her father's estate after erison, since the husband has not yet decided to take her Nisuin, he will not want to throw away his money for nothing. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them. Pasta chef, noodle patterns? That must be more on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef's Amana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which reminds us, as Malchokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Amana's clothing is deducted from her ksuba and whether the same is done for the clothing of a lakid, a field hand. So if the pasta chef's Amana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which had been extremely high because he had added 100 mana on it, which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states, even though they said a basul collects 200 zuz and an almana collects a mana, if he wishes to add to the ksuba even 100 mana, he may add. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah must teach this, since this is obvious, and answers, you might have thought kitzutza of the Rabban shulavayshes misha enlo, that the Rabban instituted a fixed amount for all ksuba so as not to embarrass one who does not have the ability to add on to the ksuba. Therefore, the Tana is teaching that one may increase the amount. So the pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which had been extremely high because he had added 100 mana on it before she depleted most of it as a meredis, since the rule is tanai ksuba kaksuba dami, which reminds us Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yonai that tanai ksuba kaksuba dami, a tanai in the ksuba is like the ksuba itself. This ring has 14 nafkaminas, one of them being lagabe amaretas, a rebellious woman. Rashi explains that in a case when a wife refuses to have relations with her husband, Basin reduces her ksuba a certain amount each week. Since the tanai ksuba are considered the ksuba, the reduction continues until these additional amounts are depleted. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The man pulled over for a speeding. Speeding? That must be more than Daf Nun Hey. Speed limit sign of 55. The man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, which reminds us, it's a machlokes between the academies of Bukhmedisa Mas Mechasya whether a ksubas benin dechrin can be collected from lien properties sold by the father. In Pupendisa, they say they cannot be collected, since they understand the ksubas benin dechrin as a form of inheritance, whereas Mas Mechasya, they say they can collect it, since a ksubas benin dechrin is a collection of a debt. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, tried to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, which reminds us the fourth machlokes between the academies of Pupendisa and Mas Mechasya is regarding the following. If one said to witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, write and sign a document and give it to him, which Rashi explains to mean that he's giving some land to a certain recipient, they disagree where there was no kinyan done. In Pupendisa, they said that it's not necessary to consult with him before giving the document to the recipient, whereas those Mas Mechasya say that it is necessary for the witnesses to ask the donor if he has had a change of mind. The Gemara concludes that it is necessary to ask the donor before delivering the document to the recipient. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, tried to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, writing him over the field that he received as a present from a shchimera, who also gave it to him with a kinyan, which reminds us, it was stated Matnas Shchimera, Shekasba Kinyan, regarding a gift of a person on his deathbed, in which it was also written that the gift was given with a kinyan. Rav holds that he gave his gift with two powers, that he made his gift like the gift of a healthy person and like the gift of a Shchimera. Each has a benefit. Shmuel said he didn't know how to judge this case. Shemel Gamro Haknosa El Bishtar Be'ein Shtar Lacher Misa, for perhaps the sick person only had mind to affect the transfer to the Kinyan suitor with a star, and a Kinyan suitor with a star cannot affect the transfer after death. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher in Shul going Nunu. So here goes. The Shusher in Shul shouted Nunu to the Chassan, dreaming about the Chibas Chuppah of the first night, when he saw the Kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the Ksuba, and told him he can't reduce the Ksuba amount since the Ksuba is a Daraisa. So once again in slow motion, the Shusher in Shul shouted Nunu. Shusher in Shul shouting Nunu? That must be Moran Daf Nun Vav. The Shusher in Shul shouted Nunu to the Chassan, dreaming about the Chibas Chuppah of the first night, which reminds us, Ravin asks, Niknas al Chuppah bo nivala mahu. What is the halacha according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari if the Kala entered the Chuppah but did not have bia with the Chassan? When Rabbi Elazar said that only Nesua is entitled to the Sefes Ksuba, is it because Chibas Chuppah Kona, the affection that results from the Chuppah, is what acquires the Tosefes for her? Or is it because Chibas Bia Kona, it's the affection that comes from the Bia that acquires the Tosefes for it? The Gemara brings a proof from a Braisa that states the reason for Boaz's ruling is Shulkatzavla Elal Chibas Laila Harishon, because he wrote the Tosefes for her only on the affection that occurs the first night. This makes sense if one says Chibas Chuppah Kona, for that is why it said the first night, since the night they enter the Chuppah is always the first night, whereas Bia can be on subsequent nights. So the Shusher and Shul shed it Nunu to the chassan dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night when he saw the kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the ksuba, which reminds the Rebbe says that a woman must write a receipt instead of waiving the ksuba orally, even though he holds davar shebamamun tanai kayim. With respect to a monetary matter, a tanai stands even if it contradicts what's written in the Torah, because he holds that a ksuba is a derabbanan. The chamim strengthened their enactments more than they did to obligations in the Torah. So the Shushar and Shul Shedet knew to the chassan dreaming about the chibas chuppah of the first night when he saw the kala writing receipt for partial payment of the ksuba and told him he can't reduce the ksuba amount since the ksuba is a deraisa, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis where Meir said that if one attempts to reduce the amount of the ksuba, harzo bi'ilas nus, then it's considered a bi'av znus. The Gemara infers that Meir's expression of kol poches, anyone who attempts to reduce, means afil b'tanai, even through a tanai, and is not successful. Meir says that a tanai regarding the ksuba doesn't stand because he holds that a ksuba is a deraisa. And kol masna al masha kasa b'torah, tanai batal. If anyone makes a tanai against what's written in the Torah, the tanai is batal. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definition of Malchus is whether the ksubas binin dechrin is an inheritance or a collection of a debt? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 2. Which definition of a question whether chibas chupakona or chibas biakona regarding the Tosefus ksuba? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 3. Which definitely learned that the source that a woman is given 12 months to prepare for the chasna is from the request of Lavan and his mother to Eliezer regarding Rivka? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 4. Which definitely learned that Rabbi Meir holds a ksuba is deraisa, which is why the chasna cannot reduce the ksuba? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 5. Which definitely we discuss the intent of a shchimera who gave the gift also with a kinyan? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that both a young girl and her father can delay the chasna? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn a man can add even mea mana onto a ksuba, and we're not concerned about embarrassing those who cannot increase the amount of the ksuba? That's on daf. Nun dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf are two reasons given as to why an arusa to a bas kohen cannot eat truma the first 12 months? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf have a question if an arus is chayev to bury his arusa? That's on daf. Nun gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf with Melchokas Rav and Shmuel whether an almana has clothing deducted from Riksuba and a lakit, a field hand, has his clothing deducted from his compensation? That's on daf. Nun dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.